You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services. Today, Mr. Hoopman is here to discuss maintaining work and life balance, certainly an important topic to experience success. And once again, Mr. Hoopman, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Always a pleasure to be here and really excited today talking about something I'm very passionate about, maintaining work-life balance.
And not an easy task, but certainly looking forward to hearing you cover this topic. So for starters, as you are a cloud business, where is your favorite place to work from and why to kick things off?
My favorite place to work from is sitting at home on the terrace. So in the summer, it's always really pleasant weather. Obviously, winter, maybe more inside, but definitely working from home. I'm much more focused, very relaxed. Because we're a cloud business, I have complete access and control of my whole business, no matter where I am. So I do love working from home. I've also, on occasions, really enjoyed sitting by the pool in Hawaii, working as well, being in control. Yes, still on holidays, but as you, a person running your own business, you need to still be over what's happening and in control, and that's a great opportunity to do that as well. So they're probably two of my favorite places.
Pretty awesome place to be working. Now, how important is work-life balance to you personally?
For me personally, it's really, really vital. I certainly say to people that I'm about living the life I deserve, and by doing that, I need to maintain a very good work-life balance. Going into business has lots of challenges, but one of the reasons that I did it was for the flexibility and the ability to be your own boss and set your own agenda. And I think those are really, really important in terms of maintaining a good balance between work and life. I think, and I think that if I don't take control of that, nobody else will do it for me. Because I'm my own boss, I'm my own manager, I'm running my own business, and I need to be in control of that. I can't sit around expecting someone to say to me, go home early or do something different or spend time with your family. I need to take complete control of that. And I'm in business for lots of reasons, but one of those reasons is to be able to maintain that balance.
Now, I would be curious, what are some strategies that you implement effectively to manage your work or life commitments?
I think for me, one of the clear things is having a plan. So I would look, say, weekly, what commitments have I got in terms of business and work, and then what commitments am I going to make in terms of my life. So to my previous point, I'm the person in control of it, and I need to set the plan and the agenda. And I need to have commitments outside work that are important for me that allow me to step out of my business and maintain that work, that life balance. So some good examples for me is I love the mornings, and I get up every morning and I'm down the beach in the summer by 6 o'clock. That is my time. I spend probably about an hour at the beach. It sets me up for a great day, and that's really important. Now, if I don't get up and I don't do that, then the only person I'm accountable for to is myself. So if I want to have a really good balance, that's what I do. I set time in my diary. I make a commitment. For me, it revolves around sport, it revolves around family, and revolves around some other recreational activities. And I think for me, what I'd learned over the years was that when I started to take control, when I started to have a plan that involved work and life, I was much happier. I was becoming more fulfilled. I had time doing really important things that were important to me outside work. And my week was an exciting week. Prior to that, if I just focused on work, I wasn't as fulfilled.
Certainly makes a lot of sense, and I like how you have brought attention to the importance of how you start your day off as well. I think that is a real key point right there. Today we are joined by Mr. Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Hoopman, how do you ensure that your employees can ensure they have a good work-life balance as well?
I have a real genuine focus with my team that there are tasks to do during the day, important tasks for our customers, but I don't expect people to be sitting in the office from early in the morning till late at night. I generally don't believe that that's a good outcome. And I say to my staff, they have families, they have commitments, they need to go and fulfill those commitments, just as I like to myself. So one of the things which is really important, I believe, is each of the team having a clear plan, what tasks are due, when they're due during the day. So we have certain things that are morning and certain things that are afternoon. And then one of the other things that I get the team to do is time-bound activities. So an example of that is I say to them, you need to be leaving the office no later than 5 to 5:30. So if I don't say that, what people will often do is they'll leave things throughout the day till late in the afternoon, and then they'll start a task that might take them a couple of hours, and then they're there till 7. I don't find that a very efficient way. So I like to time-bound people, and I like to ensure that they know that my work-life balance is important, and it's important as part of the culture of the business that I work in, and that's what I'd like them to do. Now, I understand that people like to put in a good effort. They sometimes take longer. They need a little more time. I absolutely concur with that. However, I don't want people to feel in my business that they have to sit there for a very long time just to be seen to be working hard. I think you can work smarter, and I think you can have a good life work balance, and that gives you time to refresh. Because I want my team refreshed and eager to come to work, not tired, run down, and not motivated.
Lastly, what would your advice be to business owners who are struggling to maintain a good balance here?
I think I would suggest that they set some goals. So what is it that they want to achieve in terms of work and in terms of life? And back to my points before, I have lots of commitments for both, and I meld them together in my plan for the week. So the same I would suggest to business owners. It can be really overwhelming in your business because everything seems to rest with you. But at the same time, we need to be I have to be really clever with managing technology, access to emails, information outside of work hours, and control that. Otherwise, it will overtake and control me. So my advice is to set some goals, and one of the good ways to do that is to perhaps think of an activity that they would like to do each week, mark it in their diary, book it out, block it out, leave work early, do it in the afternoon, do it at lunchtime, whatever it is, but make it part of your work week. And if you start by just picking one and you start by being consistent and you start getting joy out of that, I believe that that will be very, very beneficial in how you feel and about your business and how you work with your team and how you work with your customers and suppliers. So for me, my advice is set a goal, mark it in the diary, and just see if that works for you. I'm sure people have to adjust, do it differently. I don't know. It depends on the individual. But I do believe that you do need to have personal recreational activities, whatever they are, in your diary, in your life, as part of your work week.
Certainly great advice and some great tips. Once again, we really appreciate your time. As always, always valuable information, how we can grow our businesses and have not only successful businesses and experiences, but personal ones as well. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Cornerstone.
Thanks, Eric. Yes, they can look at our website, cornerstone-group.com.au, or they could follow me on Twitter at Tim Hoopman, Hoopmann. We'll always have information, tips. They can read up about how we operate in our business, how you can be effective in the cloud. And I think I always share information about work-life balance. I think it's really, really, really enjoyable and really fun to be able to share that information with others. So please follow me.
As always, Mr. Hoopman, thanks for your time and for joining us once again right here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to speaking with you next week.
Great. Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
And the pleasure certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services. And for more information and for contact, visit cornerstone-group.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.